This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're going to have to do a remedial hour next hour for all college students to teach them how to buy stamps. But until that point in time, Super Don is back. We were able to get a hold of Stuart Tromp from CV Sciences for a segment last hour. And now we've got a dramatic hour, I will say. Because if all goes well and Senator Richard Dickey Pan doesn't screw with the phone lines, we should have the guy that's running against him, Eric Frame, in California, the same district of Senate district in California. Could we unseat Richard Dickey Pan? Yes, we can. To coin a phrase from Obama, I guess that was.
Very, very nice. Very, yeah. Very well done there. A little
so
political,
why not? Why not? Take that. Take that, y'all, Democrats. But by the way, he's running as an independent because I guess they don't allow two Democrats to run against each other. I don't know what the laws are for elections.
Well, you know, I looked actually at the results of the primary, I guess it was, and he just beat the Libertarian by like 2,000 votes or something. So
he made it as an independent. All right, we're going to talk to Eric this hour, so y'all stand by for that. Now, how many times over the years did I hint to you that all the things we say about viruses may be wrong, or at least mostly wrong, maybe only a little bit partially correct? You know, this idea that viruses cause disease. Viruses. I talk about pathogens. I have to mention them because people have a perception of the world according to the germ theory. Pathogens define meaning disease-causing what? Microorganisms. We talk about bacterial species. We talk about fungal species. And they talk about viruses, which are not species necessarily. But viruses are technically not alive. They're not living creatures like bacteria and fungal species. And they carry DNA or RNA, depending on what kind of viruses they are. And I have posited, and I've talked with others on this show over the years a little bit, because it's like future talk, because it's the kind of stuff that people almost aren't ready to hear. They've been sold such a false bill of good about viruses causing disease that somebody to say, you know what? What if viruses are vital for our very lives? What if they're vital for our ability to adapt to rapid changes in the environment? Right? Well, you think about the Darwinian evolution. It's been debunked by official stories. Have you read the chapter on Darwinism? I mean, it's a scam. Epigenetics explains, you know, that on a dime we could kind of turn, but what also triggers that? How is this information conveyed? Could it be these viral proteins that look, well, what's in them, look very much like what are known as exosomes in the body? That they don't claim, I don't believe they claim, cause disease. So there's an article here by our good friend Sayer G from Green Med Info. This guy is amazing. His egghead, he's small of stature, but large in what he's bringing to planet Earth and the people here. In empowerment, in education, in science that is really amazing and pushing the envelope in a healthy, proper way. Not conflicted with pharmaceutical interests. So Sayer G, give them your love and go to greenmedinfo.com. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Groundbreaking research indicates that most of what we believed about the purportedly deadly properties of viruses like influenza is based on nothing more than institutionalized superstition and myth. Now, one of the key points here he brings up, which is what I've talked about for years, is that you don't have to catch anything during flu season to get the flu. How many times, Super Don, have you heard me say this? You eat the garbage that they're going to deliver to you tomorrow night on Halloween. You overeat at Thanksgiving. You're at the Christmas parties through December. And if you hadn't already got the flu, you're working on it pretty hard. Not because somebody sneezed on you, but because you destroyed the integrity of your microbiome, the seat of your immune system, by eating even good food to abusive levels. Have you ever heard me say this, Super Don? Or is this the first time ever?
I've heard you say that. In fact, we had Chris on, what was it, last week? Mm-hmm. Was talking about the very same thing. Mm-hmm. About how that, you know, this time of the year is the time of year when a lot of people get sick. We were talking about the flu, and, you know, it was just, you know, there's not a flu virus hiding behind every tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are just making themselves more susceptible.
Yeah. There's a linked article, previous article by Sarah G. called How the Microbiome Destroyed the Ego, Vaccine Policy, and Patriarchy. And also another article called Profound Implications of the Virome for Human Health and Autoimmunity. Now, what is the other thing we've talked about in terms of the absurd notion that vaccines make you stronger and healthier? The fact of the matter is there's scientific evidence, peer-reviewed literature published for many, many years, decades in fact. They know that there are adaptations for survival that are made possible, facilitated by viruses, like the measles virus, like the chickenpox virus, how it facilitates a risk reduction, say it mildly and slightly, for chronic immune diseases, cancers, neurological degradation, etc., by having the so-called childhood rites of passage that I like to refer to them as opposed to, oh, diseases you must avoid at all costs because you're all going to die. The whole vaccine paradigm is corrupt from the word go because they never posited even, they never tried, they never attempted to ask the question, is it a good idea to stop, to suppress the manifestation of these childhood rites of passage, these diseases like chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella, any of these things? Could there be a positive benefit to the maturation of the immune system? Not discussed. With the flu virus, they can't even isolate the ones that work each year, right? The ones that are supposedly circulating. They change shapes. They're also pleomorphic. The Cochrane Collaboration has done good work on this before they've now been corrupted by pharmaceutical interests. It's a different Cochrane Collaboration now. But they think, oh, influenza A, influenza B, we've got it covered. 200 different viruses causing influenza and influenza-like illnesses, which produce the same symptoms, fever, headache, aches and pains, cough, runny nose. At best, vaccines might be effective at only influenza A and B, which represent about 10% of all these circulating viruses. And then they claim that you're being irresponsible or we're being irresponsible for saying flu shots? Stupidest thing ever. Good luck on being immune to any virus, if that's what you even need to be. We restore the integrity of the immune system by restoring integrity to the home for the microbiome and the microbiome itself. Could viruses be part of our adaptation for survival? Could they be the communication tools to take genetic material from one cell, deliver it to another? Could sometimes they result in symptoms that we call disease? Certainly. But when you survive that, if you haven't suppressed it with antibiotics, which don't even work against viruses, are you not stronger than when you went in? Are you not better capable and able to navigate this world with all kinds of things that could be scary to you? But when you're healthy and vital and functioning, that fear drifts away. The very thing that we opened the show today about, the mainstream media trying to foment constant and chronic states of fear, because it's quite honestly the only way the pharmaceutical industry has a grip on you, a stranglehold on you. The fear of name the disease, and their lie that they're the savior, your savior, should that disease arise. Or before it even gets there, we can inject you with toxic poisons, including aborted fetal cells. Doesn't sound very savior-like to me. Viruses. One day, we're going to look back and go, you know what? They were never what we thought they were. Now, for those of you who are subjected to what we call maybe the negative manifestation, the kind of high fever, the chill, all the sickness associated with a viral infection, they call it, can we reduce the intensity without totally suppressing it? Certainly. We've got homeopathic medicine. We've talked about silver being able, at the ion state, to bind and denature the protein capsid structure, the code of the virus, penetrate the virus, bind to the DNA, RNA, make it unable to replicate. Yeah, we can do that. But what is the price of that? What is the risk of doing that? We don't have any side effects necessarily negative of the right form of silver, like the hydrosol. But do we need to stop viral infection? Or do we need to understand what it really is and what it's doing? And yes, addressing it holistically in terms of the severest of its manifestations and helping you, strengthening you to get through it, like I did with my kids when they had measles and chicken pox. Utilizing homeopathics, utilizing silver hydrosol. Yet they still rode through it much less intensely, but achieved what I perceive they need to, what one day we'll look back on and say, man, oh man, were these doctors stupid for thinking that they should inject you to artificially induce an antibody to a virus that may have facilitated a strengthening and a prevention of a serious, debilitating, chronic degenerative disease later in life. Now, Superdot, I don't know if you read this article. I know you sent it to me today. I, with all of the stuff I'm behind on, I didn't read it as deeply as I wanted to. But it is validating to the intuition that I've had over the years and, of course, some of the study that I've done over this idea that viruses are very vital to our very survival.
Well, and without viruses, you don't have vaccines, right?
Are you saying it's vital to the vaccine survival?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So they're asking if flu viruses are really hijacked exosomes, right? These genetic floaty materials throughout the body. Do the proteins engulf them, take them, and do something to communicate? Again, I'm not giving you all the definitive answers. I don't have all of them. But I'm telling you, one day we'll look back and go, it wasn't the virus. It was never the virus. In fact, the viruses were trying to help us to adapt in a very immediate fashion to certain things that are going on in the environment. And the vast majority of influenza may not be caused by the viruses. They might be incidental to the disruption you did. You can't say, you did this to me. You say, I did this to me. I ate the candy I shouldn't have eaten. I ate 10 meals instead of the one meal I should have been reasonable about at Thanksgiving. And I attended every Christmas party and ate and drank to my heart's content. And now, oh boy, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. And, of course, we bought the whole thing about viruses. Hook, line, and sinker. It's a stinker, and it doesn't require vaccines. It requires reading and being here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Thank you to Sayer G on that one.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the definition of healthy? Right, the government doesn't even know the definition of natural. How do you think they're going to be able to determine what's healthy or not? There's a debate and discussion in business. This is not about free market anymore, I don't think, but we'll see. Gum, chewing gum, bottled water, and pizza bagels. What do they all have in common? Well, the manufacturers or so-called distributors of these products all want to be labeled as being healthy. Pizza bagels, chewing gum, and bottled water want a new starring role in our diets, and they want to be called healthy.
Healthy.
Yeah. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which can't figure out what the definition of natural is apparently revamping its definition of healthy to reflect our changing and understanding of nutrition science. Bottled
whatever
water,
that means.
Pizza bagels, and gum, right?
Yeah.
So what? I'm looking at this. I'm going, is there a winning combination anywhere in here? Because this is more or less, if you believe the government is your savior, then you're just waiting with bated breath as to know what to eat. And you're not going to eat anything until the government declares something to be healthy or not. And, of course, they declared trans fats to be healthy years ago. Now they finally say it isn't. They declared cholesterol to be dangerous. We know that cholesterol is vital and life-saving. So you do what the government says at your own risk. As I said, believe the opposite until you can validate that they might have accidentally got something right, like the proverbial broken clock. Healthy. What is healthy? Again, trans fats used to be what? Margarine was healthy. Cholesterol is still considered unhealthy, according to the government, which is a bald-faced lie. So how are we going to determine whether pizza bagels are healthy, or gum is healthy, or water in a bottle is healthy, Superdon? Is there any way out of this, through this morass, and into some semblance of common sense? Is there something that we can hang our hat on here and go, oh, well, we'll be okay?
Well,
You know, I think the term healthy mm-hmm. is going to go the way of natural if it hasn't already, and it's basically going to mean nothing. It's a mm-hmm. it's a marketing tool. And that's what the reason why these companies are wanting to be able to adopt that and not have any rules basically behind it, because there are people like and this is funny because you know we have talked about our favorite journalist over at Forbes,
yeah,
Bruce Lee,
yeah,
right.
We got an update on him later.
And later, yes, we've got some stuff on him. But I had no idea they quote him in here, and maybe this will give you some insight.
Okay.
Bruce Lee. He's a professor of international health at Johns Hopkins. He says the problem is that healthy is relative. Now, look, I'll give him some, a benefit of the doubt here. That look, a lot of terms are relative. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got to be a critical thinker. But then he uses an example here. He says, in order to demonstrate this, he says, take this. Subsisting on broccoli alone, for instance, wouldn't be healthy. So, in other words, what he's...
You're saying yes. If you can't live on broccoli alone, that's it. You just... Broccoli alone, that's all you eat. If that's not sufficient, then broccoli is now determined to be not healthy.
Now, here's the reason why this is a ridiculous example to give, because I'm not aware of anybody. Do you know anybody who just tries to live on broccoli alone? I understand what he's trying to say.
Yeah,
but basically what he's trying to say is, look, you know, this would be what they call the appeal to nature
mm-hmm.
fallacy.
Yeah.
If you remember, there was somebody that was, this is back in the day, and it was somebody was saying, hey, you know, this is natural, and this is natural, this is good for you, this is natural. Mm-hmm. And our buddy Orak came out and saying, yeah, well, sharks are natural, and they're not good for you. So, you know, it's just like, yeah, we're going to split hairs on this thing. Yeah. So basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that, you know what, you can eat some pizza bagels and then eat some, kombucha or something. Mm-hmm. And overall, it's a healthy diet. So why not call the pizza bagels healthy, right?
Mm.
Basically what this is going to do is it's going to make the term healthy mean nothing. Everybody's going to attach the word healthy to their product, and you're going to have healthy Frosted Flakes and healthy Twinkies and healthy, you know, what, everything's going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And it's going to lose any meaning.
Well, as with anything the government throws out there, again, if it loses meaning, that may be benign because it's only confusing. But if it gains improper meaning, as it has when they declared cholesterol unhealthy and margarine or trans fats healthy, or cigarette smoking healthy, you begin to see how government definitions of things are more deadly and dangerous than common sense that you should be living by. And if you can't figure that out when it comes to health and healing, you can always tune in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll help you out. That's what we're here for. Super Don making it sound so good. That opening story really set the stage. I have to say, once again, impressed with the mastery of Super Don as producer of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Eric Frame coming up next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
President Trump told the political website Axios that he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship.
He also said he's tired of waiting on others to tackle the illegal immigration issue. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He talks about some of the challenges President Trump will face.
Neither the president nor the Congress can change that rule. Even if there were flexibility there, it would still be up to Congress because the Constitution gives Congress the power over naturalization, deciding who becomes a citizen or not, not the president.
Apple unveiled a new lineup of Macs and iPads, including an upgraded MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and larger iPad, and Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, I'm in front of the Capitol here in Sacramento, so hopefully I get to see you, Senator Pan.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Richard Pan.
All right.
right, those of you are humble and lovable and loyal listeners, lovable listeners in California, this is for you especially. But all the people around planet Earth who've been listening to this show, we've been talking about the guy, hashtag PanRan. That was Del Bigtree's voice at the beginning, our friend from Highwire, who tried to interview, ask questions of Senator Richard Dickey Pan, the pediatrician there in a specific district in California. And he was largely responsible after taking lots of money from the pharmaceutical lobby to implement what was then called SB 277, which basically made it impossible if you wanted to send your children in California to public or private school to go there without getting vaccinated. They eliminated philosophical exemptions and religious exemptions, and they only allowed medical exemptions. And even now, Richard Pan is saying, hey, maybe we need to bring those doctors under our control under the public health system because we don't like those doctors given any exemptions at all. So you have an opportunity now, folks. Election day is nearing. We can send Pan packing. Send him home. Who's going to help us to do that? The guy running against him? Eric Frame. And we have him here on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Eric, you are like within 10 points, honestly, and you can do this. But I want the people of California to know that it is possible. But first and foremost, they're going to want to know, why should they vote for you? Are you for parental rights in terms of saying what is appropriate or not appropriate in conjunction with or without a doctor for people in California, their kids?
All right. Not just on the vaccine issue, but on every issue that is coming across, you know, here in California. For instance, the family court corruption and the legal trafficking that occurs within the family court system and CPS corruption. That's another issue that was brought to my attention that's very in line with parental rights as well. To me, I just have a very, I believe, healthy lack of trust for our government. Especially in this state. I got my start by attending local city councils in the Sacramento area and witnessing what passed for politics here in the local Sacramento area. And what I saw was city council members and mayors ignoring people, ignoring possible solutions to issues like homelessness, and only making things worse. In fact, everything seems to be going backwards in California. So I came to the conclusion that we need some real representation, people that are independent, which I am. I'm independent from party politics. I'm running as a no-party preference, and also corporate-free. I have no corporate money coming my way. I've now been able to raise almost over $50,000 from individual members of the public, especially members of the medical freedom community that know what this race is all about, which I'm very grateful for, by the way, and I'm very thankful for you having me on the show as well.
Well, listen, anything that can help out our listeners in California, because I've been telling them to leave the state if this doesn't get corrected soon. And there's a lot of problems, as you've acknowledged, from the ground. Now, as far as Senator Pan, instead of engaging in his constituents, he would denigrate and really talk down to them or, as we found out, run from them when it comes to this issue. Now, you have a very personal experience as to why you support health freedom. Why you support parental rights and the rights of every Californian to make decisions about their own health without the government forcing them to do it. And that's your own mother who had cancer and you found ultimately may have been harmed by the treatment, that is a chemotherapy, from Monopoly Oncology.
It's not a question if she was or wasn't harmed. She was clearly harmed, in my view. The chemotherapy made her go through an extra surgery. It created the need for an extra surgery, which, again, was, of course, costly and destroyed my mother's dignity in her final years. She had to live with a bag coming out of her intestines because of the chemotherapy that caused that problem. And to me, I just wish that other options were made available. I think there should just be an even playing field for natural health care and Eastern medicine as there is for Western medicine. Right now, I am not a big fan of the chemical-based medicine that we have. Mm-hmm. I believe it's extremely expensive. It's making people go bankrupt and homeless just to pay for these things. And at the same time, they don't really treat the root cause, the root causes of many issues and diseases. So I'm all about natural health care, especially since seeing my mother go through chemotherapy and seeing nothing but bad come from it.
So empowering the patient, and I would say empowering the doctors who are, you know, you're there. Well, they're there hopefully to help you, because many doctors in California, even today, are limited when it comes to cancer therapy. Or look at the pediatricians that are really, there's a numbers game involved with vaccination, that if they get upwards of 90, 95, whatever that magic number is, I'm not even talking about phony herd immunity. I'm talking about pharmaceutical payouts and bonuses. There's an economic conflict of interest in terms of the pediatricians that are on board with Richard Pan's idea of vaccinate every child without asking anything or about the family history or the potential that there may be a methylation issue in that child. So this one size fits all concept, it's medical collectivism, and it's been dangerous, proven dangerous to individuals in California, much less around the country, where there are these controversies about forced vaccination.
Right, and it should be about real choice. And what this bill really does is it ensures that some children will be injured from vaccine. It ensures that, because we already have a very high percentage of people becoming getting vaccinated, upwards of 95% in California. So all this bill really did was ensure that that extra 5% that may be autoimmune or unable to take these harmful toxins that can be in vaccines, ensures that those kids get injured. So I think it's rather diabolical to SB 277 on multiple fronts. The fact that it takes away our choice for public school and private school even is another affront to freedom and choice. And my opponent in the recent TV interview that was side by side with my own, he says that 277, I would argue, he says, does provide choice. You can choose to homeschool. Well, I support homeschooling, and I believe homeschooling is a right track mine for families. But what we see is an attack on homeschooling also coming out of California and the right for people to homeschool. So when he says there's that choice, it's not really true when the same state is coming after homeschoolers. And plus, we all know that homeschooling costs money and it takes time. The cost of living in California is way too high to assume that people can homeschool. So he's flat out basically lying when he says there's a choice that still remains. But
he didn't debate you even. He wouldn't meet you in a debate on this issue or any issue.
No, we reached out to him during the primary. We had every candidate, just about every candidate there besides him, at our candidate forum, and he received the invitation. At first he said he was going to come, then he said he was going to send a staffer, and then he said he wouldn't send anybody at all. So we had nothing but an empty chair there for the primary. And then, of course, my team reached out to him and his people multiple times to try and get a debate scheduled, but he never responded back.
So, folks, it's, a week till Election Day? And there are things that you can do if you're in California. You want to head up to Sacramento and canvass the district there with Eric Frame and give him a hand or support him. Super Don, do we have a website set up linked in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com to get to Eric's website to help support him?
Yeah, we've actually got two. One goes to the campaign website, and also if you go to I just closed the thing, but we've also got the link to the website you can go to donate to the campaign as well.
Okay, and you know
got
that
two different options.
Richard Dickey Pan is getting his money from Big Pharma. As Eric has said, these are individuals that really care about health freedom in California that are donating to his campaign. And so if you feel so inclined to help remove Richard Dickey Pan from office, Eric's the guy. He set up to do it. He's got the right platform. And in defense of parental rights, health freedom, the freedom to make your choices about the medicines that you want to use or don't want to use. Now, California, as you know, Eric, has been one of the leading states for decades now in terms of natural medicine. Yet you have this pediatrician who basically says, doesn't matter, everybody's got to basically do what I think you got to do. And for him, answering to the pharmaceutical money that is being given to him is to restrict freedom to say, you know what, I've got other ways to go for the immune system of my children.
Yeah, it's a pretty egregious attack, if you ask me. And then you throw in the SB 18, which is the so-called Children's Bill of Rights, in which the government would basically knock on our doors and judge our parenting skills and bring vaccines to the home directly. It's just more fire to the flame, if you will. So this guy really has got to go, and I'm corporate free. The website is ericframeforsenate.org. I'm out here every day talking to the people, going to them and listening to their problems and understanding their issues. So we have a bit of a David versus Goliath fight here, but I've had so much support come in recently, and it's not just people from California that are donating. We are receiving money even from outside the USA, which, of course, we have to send back legally.
Yes. But it just tells you how much of an impact that PAN has had on the world's population to recognize that freedom is at stake and the people of California and the children have suffered. And we finally have apparently a champion. And, of course, one of your things is also the platform on taking a dent out of child trafficking, which is another big problem there in a lot of places.
Yes. And from what I learned going to city councils, I found out that Sacramento is a hub of human and child trafficking, according to the FBI. I found out that the city of Sacramento only has 2 officers on human trafficking. And I found out the DA dedicated less than $100,000 to the investigation of human trafficking. So all of that didn't make sense to me. That's something I have continued to badger the city council and the mayor about, the fact that this is continuing to occur, the human and child trafficking.
Eric Frame, we're pulling for you, my friend. You should win, and you'll be the next senator of that district there, and we can oust Senator Richard Dickey Pan with all of y'all's help. What do you think, kids?
Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcast
broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, once again, if Senator Richard Dickey Pan does win, I don't think he will, if y'all get behind Eric Frame, then you won't have to leave California. But if he doesn't win, then leave California, because it's all over at this point, because the people have lost the sanity to displace a guy who has taken all the money from Big Pharma and violated the sanctity and the safety of the family and the children in it. There's not much more I could say. Y'all want to come out and see me? I've got a couple of lectures up and coming this Thursday, the 1st of November. If you're listening live, you can be there in Orem, Utah at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store. I'll be broadcasting live and lecturing on Thursday evening. And then the following Wednesday, the 7th of November, at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store up in Salt Lake City, or specifically they call it Sugar House, I believe it is. So anyway, we're excited about that and the yummy organic French fried potatoes fried in organic coconut oil. Y'all, that's worth the price of admission. Forget me. Just have those. Those are awesome. Anyway, Super Don, you would like them too.
Okay.
Although I don't know if you're... I'm not sure if everybody's colon would like them, but hey, that's the price of admission. You got to get it out. And there's an update. There's an update on
segue.
Stolen colon. The giant colon that was stolen. It turns out... Well, according to, what was the guy's name, our favorite writer
our
that we saw?
Our favorite Forbes journalist, Bruce Lee.
No, not that one. But anyway, his name is Bruce Lee. Stolen giant colon was found, how things worked out in the end. So where did they find it, Superman? Who stole this thing? Was it a fraternity gag? What happened here?
They found it in an abandoned building, which is kind of weird. I don't know why. It was a vacant house. Huh. So they got a tip, and somebody said, "Hey, I think it's over here." And they went and they got it, and apparently it seems to be in working order. They didn't do anything weird with it or anything, and so they now have their inflatable colon back, so they can try and educate people on colon health.
What were they going to do, invert it and turn it into a bounce house for kids?
I don't know.
That's the craziest story.
I'm assuming they probably didn't know what it was when they stole it. Maybe they thought it was something they could, sell or something, and then then they got it out and went, "Damn it, it's an inflatable colon. What are we going to do with this?" So they, I guess they just they abandoned it and they got it back. So
finally, Halloween is tomorrow. For those of you on live tonight, the CDC is now claiming that they never said you shouldn't dress up your chicken for Halloween. Well,
now we covered this.
I know. Well, thank goodness they clarified it, because I was like all in a tizzy. What am I going to do with my chickens on Halloween?
We covered
now,
this,
apparently,
and so we want to you know, make sure that, you know, that we're putting the right information out there. According to the CDC, they said despite news reports to the contrary, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not warned people against dressing chickens in Halloween costumes. However, we do advise people with backyard or pet chickens to handle them carefully to keep their family and chickens safe and healthy. Now, they were not referring to the fact that please do not put a mask on your chicken that they get, so the chicken cannot breathe. What they're basically saying is that if you're going to handle chickens, you know, don't play with your chicken and then suck on your fingers.
Or don't dress your chicken in the same costume that you're then going to put on your little baby because you think it's cute.
Yeah, sure. There you go. You know,
at least without washing it.
Can you get salmonella from a chicken? Yeah. You know, but I think most of the time, majority of people, if they handle whether it's a chicken or a dog or a snake or something like that, they're not going to go, ooh, let me handle the chicken and now I'm going to stick my fingers up my nose. You know, I mean, most people probably wash their hands after they handle animals, you know?
Well, and still, they haven't clarified their position on Thanksgiving turkeys, whether you can dress them. I'm still waiting on that.
We'll probably hear about that next month. But in any case.
But get your flu shot, just in case, right?
You can dress your chicken up as Deadpool for Halloween now, and everything will be fine.
Right, hooray. And the colon has been found.
Yep.
Man, it's not a good thing to lose your colon, folks. Public service announcement. You might want to try the Silver Aloe Protocol before they come after your colon. I'm just saying, because antibiotics, prednisone lead to, hey, let's remove that thing, let's give you an external bag.
If you recall, we talked about the success story of the person that was doing coconut oil enemas for their colon. Remember that?
That's true. But yeah, do that in the privacy of your own home, not when the kids are coming to trick or treat at your house. I'm just saying.
I wonder if Bruce Lee would help you with that.
Bad timing is all that. Anyway.
Hey!
EricFrame.info. Y'all support him and see that we can oust Richard Pan. From wherever we are in the United States, you can donate. Out of the country, no, you can't. But every little bit helps. They run the ads. They can put that pan out to fry. Okay? That's what I'm saying. All right, we'll be back tomorrow going outside the box with Ty Bollinger, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.